Here are today's top stories. Well, we're all on memo watch. The president has apparently looked at the memo, so now it's just a matter of time till Representative Nunes' memo on the partisan FBI will be made public. The gist, did the FBI obtain search warrants under false pretenses? Did they use the Steele dossier to get the warrant, knowing that it was financed by Trump opposition? I really hope there's more to the memo than what every newspaper columnist has already told us, right? If it isn't as explosive as Nunes and the Republicans and Fox News has been telling us over and over and over, I kind of want my money back. I didn't give any money, but I would like to have it back. I actually wonder if it's an eye roller. And if it is, will it hurt Trump? Will it just be viewed as an attempt to undermine the FBI investigation into his dealings with Russia during the election? Of course not, because it's already predetermined to be split right down the middle. Republicans will say, aha! And Democrats will say, please. Aha! Please. And if any media weighs in, it'll be categorized as fake news by both sides. And that's where we're at. So Memogate is just more the same old, same old. Personally, I hope it's juicy. I hope it's like a real life Spies Like Us. Right? Hope we've just released. I just hope it's something fun. I hope it's espionage. I hope it's everything in between where we're like, this is how the CIA works. If it's not, it's like, who cares? I love the grave concern. This could really put our sources in jeopardy. I want to see. Stop giving all your sources to Michael Crichton. We want to see. Now, President Trump is just messing with us about how many people watch the State of the Union. Because that was my first thought watching it, right? How many people are also watching? I wouldn't be surprised that the Trump Organization has a stake in fact-checking websites. Because he blatantly lies and then the whole internet goes scrambling to these sites. If we go there and there are ads for Trump steaks or maybe Trump's long ties, then maybe I'm onto something. Think about it. A new CNN poll says that the State of the Union was the least well-received in 20 years. And that's saying something, because who has ever said, wow, that State of the Union was very well received? That's a dumb poll. Hi, excuse me. Hi, can I answer some questions? Did you watch the State of the Union? Was the speech A, received? Was it B, well received? Was it C, poorly received? Or B, D, not received at all? Great. Now that I have you on the line, did you get that package we sent you? Was it A, well received? B, just received? C, not received? Or D, poorly received? Like, what are those questions? The New York Times is reporting that the Mueller investigation is zeroing in on a conversation with Communications Director Hope Hicks, who apparently and allegedly, she denies it, so apparently and allegedly, told the president that the special counsel would never see the Donald Trump Jr. emails about the meeting with the Russians in June of 2016. What does that mean? That she was going to delete them? Make them disappear? Obstruct the justice? If true, it's just another strange move to cover up when they say they have nothing to hide, right? That's the part that keeps coming back and back. I mean, and this is why I continue to want to order more of the nothing burger. I'll have another nothing burger, this time with cheese and a side of intrigue. Why say that, right? Unless you're concerned that those emails will tell a different story than the story you have told us. I don't know there's any time in my life where I'm like, they will never see those emails. It's not a thing. And they keep changing the story. Let's move on to more fun things like the mayor of Chicago or the mayor's race. Gary McCarthy, the former police chief here in town, is rumored to be mulling a run for Chicago mayor. He got a campaign contribution from his former boss, New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. When asked about it by the Sun-Times, he said, "It has to do with the fact that I worked with the guy for 2 years. Loyalty. Try it, Chicago." You could just hear him saying that. Try it, Chicago. Being all sarcastic. I love it. Maybe he should run for mayor, right? He could be the colorful quote guy who rips the city that he wants to be mayor of. Try it, Chicago. Ever heard of it, Chicago? Justin Timberlake's doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl. He had a press conference today. He said, No Janet Jackson surprise appearance. Yeah, because why bring her back up? She's just fine under that bus you pushed her under. He ripped her shirt to expose her boob, yet we all blame Janet. That's so ridiculous, right? And so ridiculous on the NFL to have that dude back on stage. He can go play stadiums and live his life and make tons of money doing bits with Fallon, but it seems odd and really corporate bogusness to let him be the star while we continue to judge Janet Jackson. Right? She's not allowed, but Timberlake, please, more dance. Give us some more of those sexy moves. I'm not watching the game. No. Just for that, I'm boycotting it. And for the Patriots and the Eagles. No interest in either of those. And that Alshon Jeffrey refuses to talk bad about the Bears. I've lost all respect. In weather? Cold. But again, I'm okay with just cold and just not windy cold. No one likes windy cold. Cold is fine. Windy cold's the worst. Snow on the way, though, this weekend could see some more accumulation. If you're listening in Northwest Indiana, you're like, I've been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. Right? They must hate the Chicago news. We're always like, it's nice today when lake effect snow is over on the other side and it's dumping like 12 inches of snow. And we're like, it's beautiful. What a day. No precipitation. While the weather guys on TV, they're just showing pets in the weather photo segment. It's like a blizzard in LaPorte. But if you're tuning in, they're like, the guy from Mundelein, look at this dog. That's a great looking dog. It's always. In sports, the Bulls pulled the trigger on the Mirotić trade today. And to quote the incomparable Stacey King, beep, 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 drive safely. Something like that, right? Came close. Beep, beep, drive safely. Mirotić shipped to New Orleans today for a slew of guys that probably won't stick around. The best part, of course, the Turkish Nightmare's back in town. Omer Asik, who was part of the Thibs Bulls during the Rose MVP years, is coming back home. We also got Tony Allen in the deal, a Chicagoan who was a monster defender in his prime. And we got a first-round pick, which after the injury to Boogie Cousins might be a top 10 pick. So not a bad haul for Mirotić. All the sources say the Bulls are going to waive Allen and Jameer Nelson so they can play on contenders. Or, I don't know, keep them. Right? I mean, Tony Allen could maybe teach Zach LaVine or Lauri Markkanen how to, I don't know, play defense. They gave up 50 points to CJ McCollum yesterday at the Portland in three quarters. 50 points to a guy that you've probably never heard of. I wonder if it's Hoiberg, if he's just like, defense is a, nah, I'm not a defense guy. Tony Allen doesn't run fast enough after the other team scores. I don't know. I kind of like it. I mean, I will say this about Mirotić. It's an end to a very mediocre Bulls career. Let's see if this number one pick can be something. Maybe it'd be great because that'd mean two top 10 picks for the Bulls next year. So let's get that tank rolling. Tank, 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 tank. In other basketball news, the tabloids are reporting that Derrick Rose got married to his longtime girlfriend, and that's the real reason why he took time off from the Cavs earlier this season. Remember that? It was reported that Rose was so mentally drained from being injured all the time that he was contemplating retirement, but no, it was for a lover instead. She's pregnant too. That's why they got married. Also, this Saturday should be the day we know if Urlacher, this is interesting, Brian Urlacher, so if he's going to get into the Hall of Fame on his first try. And a parade of former players are speaking up for him. The only person speaking up against him is Chris Sims. Oh, I don't even know. Chris, that's Phil Sims' kid who played like two quarters in the NFL. Anyway, he's saying because the class is so good and because of Ray Lewis and because of blah, 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 blah. Unless I missed something, Urlacher wasn't on trial for murder. So I don't know if that plays in. In baseball, it was reported that the number one free agent pitcher, Yu Darvish, has plenty of $100 million-plus dollar offers, but he wants more. He wants the deal that Steven Strasburg got last year, which was 7 years, $175 million. Wow. But nobody's going to pay him that. So he holds up the rest of the market. There are five-plus starting pitchers, including Jake Arrieta, that are not signed for next year, a year that starts in less than 2 weeks. Wow. Also, every team is getting nets behind home plate and extending to the dugouts this year, which is good news. You won't be hit by a foul ball. Bad news, you won't be able to rush the field and attack the first base coach. Man, baseball's changed. And finally tonight, Time Out Magazine just came out with their annual Best Cities list, and Chicago is, drumroll, number one. What? The top city in the entire world based on livability, transportation, and Nutella cafes? I don't know. I have a feeling there's something fishy here. Like, we're going to find out that the city bribed journalists with, like, Garrett's popcorn, a free architectural tour down the river, or at least a beef, right? A wet beef. It's called the Chicago Way for a reason, right? That's the carryout for February 1st, 2018. New month, so new specials. Well, I mean, it's beef stew again. I mean, we made it fresh, or at least warmed it up. Yeah. Coming up, the download on Chicago Business. Alicia Driscoll will be here. We'll talk about Evolver, the new co-working space in the Near North Side for women only. And Matt Barron, Future Hits, will be here at 8 o'clock to talk about his new workbook using music to teach language to kids. It's a download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.